Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
About the time that I met my mother, I met Savina. She was the only person to sit there and actually listen to me, console me, tell me, you know, everything's going to be all right.
She really cares about you, but she told us she's not the person you think she is.
We do have those, like, you know, two-hour talks, fall asleep on the phone with each other type stuff. There's just a connection.
Oh, man. This poor, poor kid. He just wants to believe this. He's about to get his ass handed to him.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Schulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truth and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Dylan and Savina.
Oh, we got an email.
Whoa.
Oh.
Three emails.
That's from Catfish Casting. Hey, guys, we're forwarding you an email we recently got from a guy named Dylan. He's been talking to a girl named Savina. Savina is a pretty unique name, and one of our producers remembered getting an email from a Savina months ago, but the email address she contacted us from bounced back to our messages. We're forwarding her email as well. All right, so here's the first one from Savina. My name is Savina. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Rochester, New York. I've been talking to this guy online for the last 5 years. He's been trying to get me to video chat for a long time, but I'm not ready to let him see me for real. I'm not the person he thinks I am.
Whoa.
I guess this makes me a catfish, but I do really care about him.
So Savina has been catfishing this guy.
I guess so. Is there a way to meet where neither of us gets hurt? But there's nothing at the end with a phone number. So here's the new email, which just came in recently. Dear Neve and Max, my name is Dylan. I'm 19, and I live in Roanoke, Virginia. And I met the love of my life 5 years ago. Her name is Savina.
How many Savinas could there be?
Right. Savina and I met on Facebook. She thought I was cute, but I don't know about that. I don't know about that. When she messaged me, I asked her how we knew each other, and she said I came up on her suggested friends. She's beautiful and awesome, so I didn't really question it. But I have doubts.
Mm-hmm.
She always refuses to video chat. I don't care, though, because she's the best thing in my life. I need to be with her. Savina has been there for me through some really bad times. We talk every day, and she always puts a smile on my face. I know Savina and I can make each other happy, but I need your help to meet her and find out what her deal is. Thanks, guys. Hope to hear back from you. Dylan.
What are the chances? Dylan wants to know who the love of his life is, and he knows something's up. Savina has told us that she's not the person in the picture.
She's even sort of admitted to being a catfish.
Yeah, she said she's a catfish. She wants to come clean to Dylan, and they both write in separately to the show. But she seems to have gotten cold feet about meeting up.
Right.
Red flags abound.
Let's call Dylan.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Oh,
Okay, so this episode starts out unlike any other because we actually got emails from both the catfish and the hopeful. Dylan met a girl on Facebook named Savina 5 years ago. She's the love of his life, but he's starting to get suspicious about the fact that he's never been able to meet her face to face. The crazy thing is, we also got an email a few months ago from Savina admitting that she's not who Dylan thinks she is. But what could she mean? We'll call Dylan first to get his side of the story. Oh, hey. What's up?
How's it going?
How you doing, man? Dylan looks very young. He's got a sweet, innocent face, short, light brown hair with an earring in one ear, and a big, open smile.
Good, how are y'all?
Good.
What are you up to these days? Are you in school? Are you got a job?
I was in culinary school. I'm right now. I'm shooting towards a wedding cake designer.
Cool. Nice. Bake it till you make it.
You grew up in Roanoke in Virginia?
I kind of grew up in Lynchburg, Virginia, and most of my knowing life, I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow, so you moved around. Why you move around so much?
I didn't really have a steady home for a long time. My mother, she's something else. I met her when I was 14. She's an addict, or she used to be. I don't really talk to her anymore. And she used to go steal money to go buy drugs. She's been in and out of jail and tried being a part of my life, and probably from 14 to 16. That's probably the roughest point in my life until my mother went back to jail.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
About the time that I met my mother, I met Savina. She was the only person to sit there and actually listen to me, console me, tell me, you know, everything's going to be all right.
Walk us back to how you guys met.
About 5 or 6 years ago, I got a random friend request from this girl, Savina. I messaged her and I was like, do I know who you are? She was like, no, I just thought you were cute. So we became friends, started talking all the time. We became a big part of each other's lives.
Are you guys like in love?
I'm in love with her. She says she's in love with me, so.
Wow. But you've heard her voice.
Yeah, I've heard her voice.
And do you send pictures back and forth?
I've only seen what she posts on her Facebook. They're all like modeling photos too.
Come on, Dylan.
A model?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a little suspicious?
That's why I asked you guys.
All right, here's what's up. 6 months ago, we got an email from Savina. And they tried to respond, but she didn't leave a phone number. So then they got your email and they sent them both to us and said, hey, it looks like these two people are the same relationship. We should do this.
Wait, what? She never mentioned that at all.
She really cares about you, but she told us she's not the person you think she is.
Oh.
Dylan kind of freezes. He stares off. It's like he's got an image of Savina's face in his head, but then he's shuffling it around with other possible faces. Wherever he lands, he still looks hopeful. She's nervous, obviously, because she's worried that if she meets you and you find out the truth, you're going to be upset or you're not going to like her. The easiest guess is that she might not be the girl in the pictures.
Yeah, I could see how you'd say that.
All right, so look, can you fly out to California so that we can...
Fly out to California?
Because we're working out of California a little bit more this season. I've got my family here. Max has his wife.
Yeah.
Have you ever been out here?
No.
So yeah, so if you can fly to California, we can do some investigation, and then we can figure out how to get you and Savina to meet up.
Sounds awesome.
Great. We're excited to help out, and hopefully this is a love story.
I hope so, too.
All right, man. We'll see you soon.
All right, I'll see y'all soon, I guess.
Okay, bye. Safe travels.
Oh, man. This poor... Poor kid. He just wants to believe this. He's about to get his ass handed to him.
The next day, we head out to meet Dylan. He flew from Virginia to LA, and we set him up in a little rental house in the valley. This is a really unusual case for us, especially since both parties reached out to us separately. So this is going to play out differently. It's not the same rule book. Dylan.
Roanoke to Cali.
Yeah. Dylan's been talking to Savina for over 5 years, since they were teenagers. Little tweens, almost.
Little Savina and little Dylan.
I don't know. I just feel like there's something lurking just below the surface of this. Ooh. Oh. Wow. What a beautiful street.
Yeah.
Look at these trees.
Look at this.
There it is.
Here we are.
All right. Let's go meet Dylan. Dylan's place is in a middle-class suburban neighborhood with California bungalows lining the streets. Palm trees are framing the sun. It's about 80 degrees. On the corner is his cottage. It's green with wood trim.
There's a little porch set up with a table and chairs. Wind chimes. He opens the door right away.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Dylan.
Nice to meet you.
What's up, man?
A big smile spreads across his face. Dylan is styling.
How's it going?
Look at this palace.
Dylan leads us through the living room and kitchen into the backyard.
Whoa, you got a pool.
This place is awesome. Surrounded by ivy-covered brick walls, a blue-tiled swimming pool, which has a hot tub, I might add. There's even a cabana with a big burgundy couch and a fire pit table. It's kind of a mini Shangri-La. Super cool.
Well, this is nice. Well, let's sit down.
Dylan in California.
Yeah, this is a shock.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, give us the story.
So your dad raised you?
Yes, my dad raised me. What had happened, and this is a story that my dad told me, my mom had my brother and then shortly after had me. And then when she had me, she took me and my brother without telling anybody. And then my dad had to come find me. And apparently it was so bad. I was sitting in a car seat with a diaper that hadn't been changed in days and curdled milk in a bottle. And
wow.
My dad got full custody of us and brought us back. And I didn't hear from her until I was 14.
That's a pretty big mind fuck, right?
Yeah.
To meet your mom when you're 14,
right?
Yeah, it was pretty big. I was giving her a second chance, and she got back onto drugs and went back to jail. I just never had a relationship with her since then, really.
And that was right around the time you also met
Savina.
Savina, interesting.
I've known Savina longer than I've known my mother.
And there's no chance that your mom is Savina?
I don't think so.
If your mom was really trying to be close to you,
yeah,
but she knew you might not be interested because of her past, maybe she made up this character to kind of become your friend, and it got kind of...
I highly doubt that she'd go through that much trouble.
All right. Tell us about Savina.
She likes animals. I know that much. She works at a pizza place.
But she's a model.
but she models part-time.
I forgot she was a model.
Yeah,
she has, like, model pictures?
Yeah.
And how often do you guys actually talk?
On the phone?
Yeah.
Every other day.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, we talk on the phone.
Like, for long conversations, or?
We do have those, like, you know, two-hour talks, fall asleep on the phone with each other type stuff. There's just... a connection.
Is she from Rochester?
Yeah. Ever since I've talked to her, she's from Rochester. She has family or something down in Roanoke, and she was supposed to move down there.
The coincidence that she has family in Roanoke.
But every single time that we, like, were supposed to meet up, some excuse would come up.
Have you Googled her?
No. Don't give me that look. I mean, at first, I was 14. I didn't think too much about it.
No, that's fine.
Here recently, right. Part of me wants to just believe that she's who she says she is.
Let's just say if you and Savina can live however you want. What's, like, the dream?
The dream is for her to come down to Roanoke and then getting married eventually and, you know, have the perfect ideal little family life. But at the same time, you know...
You're aware.
I'm aware
that...
That things, you know, couldn't be like what they said.
Can we see her?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see this girl.
Dylan reaches into his pocket and pulls out his phone and hands it to me. I start scrolling through a ton of shots that all look highly posed. She has long, dark hair and porcelain skin. In one picture, she's sitting in a field of flowers looking over her shoulder. In another, she's staring into the camera with her hair covering one eye. No pictures of her with friends, at a barbecue, or... anything. They're all professionally shot.
Okay. But she's pretty.
But that's not her.
Well, we don't know that.
She told us it wasn't her. She sent us an email and said, I'm not the person he thinks I am.
I could, likely does mean that, but...
Sorry, this is not the girl.
There's a good chance this is not her.
I scroll to a black and white photo of her. Her hair is completely covering her face. I zoom in and find something interesting.
Someone else posted this.
Someone else posted that?
Because it says with Savina. Riley.
That's her sister.
Posted it.
There's something weird about the fact that every picture on here is like a posed modeling
picture.
Almost
every picture. All right. Well, so clearly, based on the email she sent us, there is something she hasn't told you that you don't know or that's going to be a surprise. It could be anything.
It could be anything, yeah.
Let us go to work and see what we can find out.
Alrighty.
Put it there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we head to a cafe to start our investigation. We don't have a lot to go on right now, but we can definitely start taking some educated guesses at Savina's true identity.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I don't know what to make of this.
There might be a real girl with that name.
Yeah.
But is he talking to her?
All right, well, we're going to have to find out. There's definitely something going on here.
Okay, we set up a command center at a cafe in the valley. Inside, it's dark and empty. There are dartboards lining the wall, chalk is on the floor, a mahogany bar on the back, but it's totally quiet. It's the perfect place to focus. Max and I take over two tables and get to work.
So here's what we got. Dylan and Savina have been talking for 5+ years. 6 months ago, Savina sends an email saying she's talking to this guy, hasn't been telling him the truth, feels bad, doesn't know what to do. Out of nowhere, we get an email from Dylan saying, I've been talking to this girl, Savina, want to meet her. So here we are. So let's just see what we can find. All right, here we go. We got an email from Dylan. Here's Savina's info. Okay. She's 18 and lives in Rochester with her family. She's really into animals and has a bunch of pets. Here's her Facebook page
and her phone number.
Want to start on her Facebook page and just do a quick image search?
Sure, because that'll probably turn up some model.
All right, here we go. This is her page. Okay.
The profile picture is the image that Dylan showed us. No surprise there.
She just posted 4 hours ago.
What about the about?
She has family members listed.
This is her real?
Riley.
This looks real.
Here's some pics. Let's download all these. All right, let's run a few of these pictures.
We're finding the same modeling photos Dylan showed us, but we're gonna run them through Google Image Search and see if we can get any hits. Sometimes a catfish will steal profile photos and create another Facebook under a different name.
Is it gonna pop up?
Nope. Get another model pic.
No.
No.
Is this gonna pop up? Nope.
Let's just look up Savina.
Savina has a very unusual name. It's not like John Smith, where you'd get a billion hits on Google of people with the same name. She should stand out. So we plug it in and see.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a Twitter. And there's a YouTube. I mean,
so there is
that her? That looks like her.
No tweets.
In Rochester, New York. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she hasn't tweeted, but this seems like it could be legit Twitter. She's got a YouTube channel.
Is that her YouTube channel? Yep.
Savina. She hasn't posted anything. Okay. I mean, at this point, it feels like this girl is just legit.
What's the problem then?
Yeah, why is she being so weird about sending pics and video chatting?
Unless, like, some friend of Savina's was using Savina's profile to talk to him.
So hold on a second. Let's go back.
Let's run the phone number.
Exactly.
We run Savina's number on a reverse phone search. I want to see if it belongs to her or if it's registered under someone else's name.
Nothing.
No name. So what do we do? Who do we, I mean...
Let's go to her friends on her Facebook page and just reach out to someone.
And here we got some comments.
Oh, Colleen says, are you okay? You should come over soon.
Okay. Colleen's profile picture looks like a completely normal teenager. She's kind of adorable. Pigtail braids, sweet smile, and she's holding a tiny little dog in her arms.
Okay.
That sounds like a friend. Colleen.
Near Rochester.
Okay, let's message her. All right, great. So I messaged Colleen. Right now, all of our powers of deduction point to the Savina profile being a real person. There is a Savina. She lives in Rochester. She's got profiles. That's her. It could be that Dylan's talking to her, but that there's something about herself that she hasn't told him. Maybe she has a kid. Maybe she's married.
She said, quote, I'm not the person he thinks I am. And that generally means that, like... Right.
Oh! Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, is this Colleen?
Yes.
You're friends with Savina.
We went to middle school and high school together.
Oh, so you know her very well.
Yeah.
Do you know if she's in a relationship right now?
No, not right now.
Do you know if she has, like, any online sort of friend that she's been talking to for a long time?
No.
Never mentioned a guy named Dylan?
No, she maybe mentioned her sister, Riley, or maybe did something with this guy named Dylan. Like, I don't know.
What did she mention about her sister?
Maybe she dated a dude named Dylan. I don't know. Much more than that.
Do you know anything about Riley maybe using Savina's Facebook account to talk to Dylan?
No.
No. Okay.
Riley is really shy.
Who's the older sister?
Riley is.
Oh, Riley is the older sister.
By how much?
She's 23.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been very helpful. So thank you.
Thanks, Colleen.
All right. Bye.
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 Riley. She said that Riley has been talking to a guy
named Dylan.
But she's older.
She's older. She's 23.
Right. Older woman.
Well, that would mean that when Dylan was 14, she was like 18 or 19.
That's true.
Which is a little weird.
Which is weird. Well, let's look on Riley's page for a second and just see like what her deal is.
Look, Riley likes pets.
In fact, she's not posting any pictures of herself.
None of these pictures show her face.
Riley's profile picture is of a horse, and the rest of her photos are a bunch of animals. There's an older black Labrador sniffing a hand, a black and white cat laying on its back, and a turtle staring straight into the lens.
Rabbits. She's really into animals. Snakes. She's the animal lover.
Is this her phone number? Weird. Looks like it could be.
Look at that. Wait a minute. Let's go back to his message. Look,
that's his sister's number!
It's the sister's number! Dylan, in giving us her number, he gave us what's listed as Riley's number on Facebook. Look at that. That's Riley's number, and that's the number Dylan sent us for Savina.
Yeah.
This makes everything make sense if it's the sister.
All right, so...
It's the sister.
It looks like there's something going on with the sister here because the phone number...
And she seems to be way more into animals.
Right, at least from the types of pictures she's posting.
Yeah.
I feel like we've got enough now to go talk to Dylan and let him know there's something up and that this might be what it is.
It's not going to end well.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Max and I are waiting for Dylan at Lilith Bakery in North Hollywood. I'm just about to dig into his pistachio roulette when Dylan walks in the door.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
He's got this upbeat stride and hopeful look on his face. He gives us a big wave. And I kind of lose my appetite because I know what's coming.
Have a seat. All right, guys, let's get down to business. We were hard at work trying to figure out who the heck you've been talking to. All right, so look, first thing we did was we went to Savina's Facebook page. Obviously, we went through her photos.
All right.
And we started searching, and we got nothing. So next, we just Googled her name.
Okay.
It did show us that she has a Twitter. It seems like a pretty normal Twitter page.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Well, if it was really Savina, which these accounts do seem like they belong to a real person named Savina. Why wouldn't she want to video chat with you?
Yeah.
Then she sent us an email saying she's not who you think she is.
Dylan is nodding his head like he understands me, but I can see from his expression he's still in denial. So we need to lay it out for him so he can understand how we got here.
We're trying to figure it out. All right, so then we thought, okay, let's go back to her Facebook page. Let's see if she's interacting with people and find someone that seems like they know her and send some messages. So the first person we reached out to is this girl, Colleen, because she had said, are you okay? You should come over soon. That sort of, that seemed like someone she might know in person. And she called us.
Okay.
So this is where things start to get a little bit less clear.
Okay.
We asked her if they're still in touch. She's like, yeah, we still talk. And I said, well, has she ever talked about or mentioned a guy named Dylan? And she's like, no, I don't think so. But I think her sister Riley has mentioned somebody named Dylan.
And then she said,
Riley's older. Right. She's like 23, 24.
But right, why would she start talking to a 14-year-old when she herself was 18?
I'm confused. I'm thoroughly confused.
It could mean nothing. But who knows? Right? Yeah. So the next thing we did was we went to Riley's page. Here's what's crazy. Savina's number
is listed as Riley's number on Facebook.
Now, you've talked to her on this number and thought it was Savina. It's weird that the phone number comes back to Riley's page and not Savina's page.
Yeah.
Maybe you've been talking to Riley this whole time.
Dylan's face completely drains of color. He looks at us, then at the computer with shock, and then back to us. He's trying to keep it together, but he just can't wrap his head around what we're telling him.
I don't know.
We obviously decided it was time to find out a little bit more about Riley.
I've never even looked at Riley's profile.
Let's take a look. Here she is. She loves animals.
We show Dylan Riley's Facebook page. He stares as I click through endless shots of dogs, rabbits, cats, snakes, turtles, and horses.
But
we don't know what she looks like.
She certainly made a point of hiding her face. Basically, at this point now, we seem to have decided that Savina's actually this real person. Okay. She's the girl in the pictures. She lives in Rochester.
The real account.
That's her. And she's got a sister named Riley, who also seems to be real. That phone number that you have is associated with Riley. Riley may have been talking to a guy on the internet and not Savina. And then she sent us an email saying she's not who you think she is.
So putting all that together, our best guess is that you're talking to Riley.
Dylan buries his head in his hands. He rubs his eyes. When he looks up, I see his face turn crimson, and he's on the verge of tears. But he takes a couple deep breaths and pulls himself together.
Oh. Why lie about it this whole time? I mean, especially 5 years and then...
It doesn't really... Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense, no.
Do you know anyone in Rochester that would have plotted this to mess with you? Do you have any enemies that might want to screw you over?
Not that I know of.
All right, I think we should just call her and see what happens.
All right,
here goes nothing. Hi, is this Savina?
Dylan leans in close to hear her voice. But when he hears it, he jumps back and covers his mouth.
This is Neve from the show Catfish. Is this Savina?
Yeah.
We got an email from you a while back.
Yeah, I sent that a while ago. I think like back over the summer.
I don't know if you caught that, but as she was talking, I mouthed the words, is that her, to Dylan, as in her voice. And he nods yes.
Yeah, exactly. It was over the summer. And we tried to get back in touch with you, but we couldn't because the email bounced back and you didn't leave a phone number.
Sorry for that.
Well, believe it or not, a few days ago, we got an email from Dylan telling us a very similar story about a girl named Savina that he wanted to meet. And we put two and two together.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up bringing Dylan out to California, and we spent the last 2 days with him trying to help him figure out, you know, what's been going on with you.
Uh-huh.
Dylan has his chin in his hands, his eyes staring straight ahead. He's flushed, and I can tell he's getting more and more upset.
We're a little confused as to why over the last, you know, few years that you haven't been able to meet up with or video chat with Dylan, and why O'Reilly's page has your phone number.
I don't know about this.
Well, we're just trying to help Dylan, because Dylan does want to meet you. And from the email you had sent last summer, it seems like you are struggling with, but also want to meet him too.
I'm really freaked out by this phone call. I wasn't really prepared for this, you know, and you're really just calling out of the blue.
I'm not calling that out of the blue. You emailed us.
I just don't think I'm, like, ready to meet him, like, right now in my life.
Well, what do you need, another, like, 5 years, or...?
It's just that, like, I'm not really who I say I am.
I think it's probably best, whatever you haven't told him or want to tell him or need to tell him, you could do it in person.
Okay. I guess I can do that.
Okay. So we'll make arrangements for you to get on a flight in the morning, and we'll figure out a time and place to meet up.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Bye. So that's the voice?
Yeah. That's her voice.
She answered it. She said, "You're like Savina?" And she goes, "Yeah." The point is that, like, it could have been Riley.
It could have still been Riley. That was intense. Why don't we get out of here? We'll drive you home.
Okay.
We can talk strategy and figure out what else we need to be thinking about.
We drive Dylan back to his rental. The sun is starting to set and the streets feel lifeless. In the passenger seat, Dylan's boyish spirit seems to be crushed, but Max offers up a little ray of hope.
Wow, okay. So she's coming here.
Well, if she follows through.
We just don't know who she is. How you feeling?
Nervous, confused. I don't know what to think.
I think we just gotta keep an open mind and be ready for anything.
After we drop Dylan off, I get back home in time to help put my daughter Claire to bed. Now my wife Laura wants the scoop, and I definitely need her help to get some clarity here.
So that's what we know for sure. Where it got weird was that the phone number, when we searched it on Facebook, pointed us to a profile for a girl named Riley, who just happens to be Savina's sister.
That would be too weird.
But then why the cloak of mystery over this whole thing?
Well, okay. She never sent him any photos.
No, well, but there's lots of photos of her on the internet.
But maybe those photos are doctored in some way.
Okay.
Or, you know, maybe it's possible. Even just like a slight slimming. I don't know. Kids are weird. They're young.
Right. She is young.
Maybe it's just a young girl freaked out.
Maybe Laura's right. She's got a sixth sense about how young girls think. The next day, Max and I go back to Dylan's house. It's D-Day.
Yo.
What's up?
We all take a seat in the living room. Dylan sits with his hands in his lap. He's got this expression on his face that's a mixture of grief and terror.
Savina flew in late last night. One of our producers is over at her hotel now to pick her up and bring her here.
Oh, my God.
Seem a little antsy.
On the inside, it's wreaking havoc. I've always had this, like, envision you see when all these people meet online for the first time and they're real and they run up and hug each other and they're super excited. I've always had that envision in my head, and then now, like, learning all this, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of breaking it down. What's so bad that she's kept from me for the past 5 years and she can't tell me?
I just got a text message from our producer. It says, "Hey, Neve, just got them. Be there in 15.
Them?
Yeah. Could be both sisters.
Could be both. It could be Riley and a friend. It could be
Savina
and a friend. It could be Savina and
child.
Riley.
Oh, Lord.
Them.
Should we wait outside?
That's it.
The three of us stand outside waiting on the front lawn, and Dylan looks so nervous, he might faint.
There's a car.
Oh, sir.
Probably not.
No. She should be here any second.
Is this them?
Could be.
I think that's our producer.
Wait, this is one person.
I only see one person. How could she say them if there's only one person?
Can't tell who that is.
What is happening?
Jesus Christ.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Wait, this is one person.
A white SUV pulls up and parks across the street. It's our producer who's with what she called them in the back of her car. But something is not right.
I only see one person. The windows are tinted, so it's hard to see. What is happening?
Can't tell who that is.
Is that her?
I'm so confused. That's Savina.
It is Savina. Savina walks straight up to Dylan, and they immediately throw their arms around each other and hold on like they'll never let go. They're both sobbing and laughing at the same time.
Wow.
Hi.
Hey. His brain has just exploded. There's like nothing in there right now.
How are you guys?
I'm Max.
Hi, Max. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
I'm Savina.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Your email really threw us off.
I'm sorry.
Is there someone else in the car?
No.
Oh, so you just came by yourself?
Yeah.
Maybe it was an autocorrect. I don't know.
What's the big secret?
The big secret is that, like, you know, I posted a lot of photos of me looking really, like, good, like, photoshopped. And I, like, I'm not like that. As you can see, I don't look like that.
I'm so beautiful.
Dylan grabs Savina and hugs her again. They're standing in the middle of the lawn, holding on to each other.
Oh, my God. Hi. I was just really scared to meet you because I'm a giant, and I just, and I'm sorry for laughing. I'm just really nervous.
So the whole big secret is that, like, you might look different in the pictures?
I'm really self-conscious. A lot of my photos are super Photoshopped. I feel like I was catfishing him. My boobs are Photoshopped. My butt's Photoshopped. My face looks flawless. I don't look human. I look like a supermodel, and I'm not. I'm really lanky and dorky and awkward, and I just didn't want him to see that side of me, so.
I kind of think we've hit the point, though, in social media culture where we kind of just expect that those photos, that you're going to look a little different in
and
your life
don't
anyway.
Look that
no.
Different. If I saw you, I would recognize you.
Okay. Modeling really tears you down. I, like, struggled with my weight and who I was as a person, and I went through a lot of stuff, and I just have zero self-confidence.
When I emailed you guys, I was only 17. It was really a cry for help. I wanted to meet him, and I didn't know how to do about it.
So you're 18 now?
Yes.
And everything that Dylan knows about you is exactly true? That,
yes.
Why does your sister's Facebook page have your phone number on it?
Because a year ago, I changed, like, I needed a new phone because my phone, like, crapped the bed on me. And I just took her phone, and we just never really realized that it was still on her Facebook until, like, now-ish. So.
And she never spoke to Dylan?
No.
So it's been you the whole time?
Yes.
Your profile?
Yes, it's me.
And your feelings for Dylan are
extremely strong.
Dylan breaks down in tears, out of joy, relief. I mean, I can't imagine what he's feeling. It's a lot to take in.
I'm trying to really put myself out here and, like, be upfront with you guys.
The only person that it matters that you're upfront with is Dylan. Do you have any questions?
I don't know what to say.
Well, hey, I'm overjoyed. This very rarely happens for us. Why don't we go inside, figure out what we want to do next?
Okay.
Come on in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions, but wow.
Dylan leads the way back inside with Savina following close behind. We all sit down in the living room.
You guys sit on the couch.
They sit next to each other on a green sofa. They keep a little distance, but Dylan keeps stealing looks at Savina. His hand is cupped around his mouth, trying to hide his smile.
Let's just sort of rewind a minute and just kind of recap. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're 18. Mm-hmm. You guys met. You were...
I was 13.
I was 14.
Yeah, okay. 13. Yeah, I was a baby.
Right. Obviously, you were in school. Mm-hmm. Are you now finished with high school?
Yes. Yeah, I graduated.
And what are you doing now?
I tried college for a little bit, and it didn't really work out because I'm dyslexic, so I have, like, issues with, like, reading. So right now I'm trying to get into the Coast Guard, but I have a really nasty past. Let's just say, like, I never got arrested or anything, but I got, like, a dark past, and...
Whoa. You can't just cruise past that.
I got really depressed at one point.
Okay.
And there was some really nasty thoughts, and I was in a psychiatric center for about 2 weeks.
Okay, so hold on. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
Dylan nods.
You did, okay.
Yeah, he knew that. He was really there for me, and he really helped me out a lot. And, you know, we would, like, talk on the phone for, like, hours and just talk.
Okay, so you had a rough patch.
Yeah.
When you were 15. Similarly, around the time that you were kind of going through some things with
and that's how we, like, bonded.
Yeah.
That's how we bonded. So we, like, would talk about how rough our lives are, and we would, like, be there for each other because we felt like no one else was there for each other, and we just kind of leaned on each other for support. And then my modeling kind of kicked up after that because I lost a lot of weight from that.
Were you heavier?
I wasn't ever heavy. I was always, like, thin. I guess I got really thin because for modeling, you know, we're like, yeah, you need to lose 4 inches in your stomach, a couple inches in your bust, a couple inches in, you know, everywhere else. And it, like, it hit me hard, and that kind of spiraled out of control for a little bit.
Modeling, not a good thing to do if you have low self-esteem.
Yes, that's not smart.
And are you still doing that?
No. I stopped a few years ago.
And Colleen?
Colleen, yes.
That's your friend, right?
Yes, that's one of my good friends.
We asked her if you had ever mentioned Dylan.
Yeah.
She said no.
Yeah, I don't talk about him much at home because people get freaked out about people talking online.
Colleen said that
she thought maybe...
Yeah, that she had heard your sister talk about a guy named Dylan.
I think she has a friend named Dylan that I brought up before, but...
Colleen.
Tricky.
Just threw it all off.
I know. So what are you hoping to do now?
My parents are retiring, and they want to move to Delaware. And, like, they said they'll take me in and whatever, but I know I mean, like, it's my turn to leave the nest. Like, and the reason I wanted to meet him in person was that if the Coast Guard thing doesn't work out, I was just planning to maybe just move down to Virginia and maybe just go to, like, a community college down there. And, you know, this is kind of an awkward way for me to tell you this on camera, but, like, you know.
Dylan has had his chin in his hand the whole time Savina was talking. When he lifts his head up, he's grinning from ear to ear.
I didn't know any of this up until, like, 10 seconds ago, y'all.
How does that sit with you?
Never really thought about it hardcore, like, if this ever actually did happen, you know, like, what we would do. But, I mean, that would be my ideal thing.
Well, this is great. All right, well, look. We're going to go outside.
Okay.
Let you guys hang out and just chat and just take your time. Have fun.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're real.
Mm-hmm. Did you, like, have any doubts?
Yes.
Yeah. But, like, we talked on the phone, like, all the time.
On the phone?
Yes.
On the phone is so much different than seeing a person.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
So, what were you thinking?
I don't know, just about myself.
What?
I don't know. I'm gorgeous and I'm me.
Stop, you're very attractive. So what do you think about, like, me, like, massively moving down? Like, seriously, though, like, are you down for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My entire family just, like, I don't know. Everybody knows about you.
Yeah.
Everyone in Reno knows about you. Swear to God.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
We're going to let you guys have the rest of the day.
Okay.
They're ready to go. Look at that. They're rearing.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Glad it worked out.
Okay, thank you.
Got a little hug.
Good to meet you.
It was good to meet y'all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being you.
Yeah, I try.
Get in the car and go have some fun.
Okay.
They're in love. The model and the chef. I have to say, that story made me happy. They're so young, and who knows where it'll lead, but they really do seem to have something special. They both helped each other so much, and whatever happens, it's a meaningful relationship. We checked back in with them 3 months later.
Oh!
Hey! What's up?
Oh my God. Dylan and Savina pop up on the screen, all smiles. It looks like things are going well. They're relaxed, sitting close together, just a happy couple.
Wait a second. Yeah. Where are you?
We're in Virginia.
Virginia? You already went down there?
Yeah.
This is amazing. We got to get a whole update here. So what are you?
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes! Yeah, we got one.
That's amazing. Oh, congratulations, man. Guys.
This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Savina, you were thinking about this whole Coast Guard thing. Any update?
Yeah, they called and said I didn't get in.
All right. Well,
their loss.
Their loss.
So now you're free to go anywhere.
So I'm going to be going here, Virginia.
Whoa. Dylan, you're into the idea of Savina moving down to Virginia?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like 110%. Like he's like ready to go. He's like, don't even have to go back.
In like the near-ish future, I think we would just, I would stay at
my place.
Yeah, your place, and I'll pay part rent, and then you pay part rent, or whatever.
We've gotten to know each other even more, and we've got, like, a special connection. It's different when you're talking on the phone, and then, like, when you're literally next to them, it's a total different experience, and it's awesome.
It's kind of weird that we've only, like, been physically with each other for, like, 5 days overall, but, like, we can have...
It's comfortable?
Yeah, it's, like, it's oddly comfortable. We practically know everything.
Does your family like Savina?
She gets along with my family a little too well.
How about a smooch? And the kiss says it all. God, they're cute. Their future looks bright. What a great story. I love happy endings. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app if you want to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design by Mark Bush. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide, when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.